your sovereign plan. There are no shadows in your faithfulness. There are no limits to your love. I'm grateful for the air I breathe. I'm so thankful for this life I live, for the mercies that you pour on me, and the blessings that meet every need, and the grace that is changing me from a hopeless place to a child that's free, free to give you grace for in every need. I know you love me.
You know, when Saul was troubled by the Spirit, when the Spirit, evil Spirit, was troubling him, David played music. He played lyre, he played harp, and that Spirit just left him. And he was at peace. It is good to be in the presence of the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God. He is the God of salvation. He is our strength of our heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Let's be like David, the young boy who rejoiced in God's presence, who loved to be in his presence all the time. He loved to pour out his praise day after day, every night and day. David used to just sing praises to our God. Let's be like that.
Thank you.
You have already won. You let me.
our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing.
Presence. You know, do you know God loves you? You know, I don't know if you know that sometimes children do this with flowers, or some people may do it. They pull out the petals. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. You know that? No, we don't need to do that with God. We know that. Yeah? As Joe shared earlier, God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I feel God wants to give us a deeper revelation of his love. We don't understand how much he loves us. Okay? And please don't go out and get any petals and do those things. But what we'll do is we'll go to God's Word. Okay, so I'd like you to look up verses that speak about God's love. And we've got to read it out, declare it, because that's when we hear the Word of God, faith rises up in our hearts and we believe the truth that God loves us. Yeah? And I'll start by reading Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Okay? So receive those words into your heart. Just put your hand up. The mic will come to you and declare the word of God about God's love to you. Amen.
Lamentations 3:22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Amen. That we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
1 John 4:16, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them by their name.
Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his love, his own love for us in this way. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Somewhere in John 1, it says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all.
Romans 8:38-39, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
Mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
The water, so my soul longs after thee.
Come to a time of offering, and I'm going to